Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The first baseman, Tom Pachyoruk. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almone. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting third. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Steve Hammond. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting 8th. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting 9th. The third baseman, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Buddy Black. And now, play ball. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Law for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Pachyoruk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyoruk takes first base on ball four. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a line drive into right field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fisk. The throw from Wathan and he is safe. Fisk steals second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Akins reaches second base with a double. Otis moves to third. Steve Hammond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammond hits a line drive towards short. Almon catches it and throws to second to double up Akins. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Patchy Oryk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon takes first base on ball 4. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Almon moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard bunts towards the mound. Black fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Almon moves to third. Law moves to second. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pachyorek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Luzinski takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law strikes out. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Almon hits a fly ball into right field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pachyorek scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Washington for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Law hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Paciorek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Paciorek reaches second base with a double. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Paciorek moves to third. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Luzinski takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fisk is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Hammond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammond is 0-for-1 in the game. Hammond hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Royals. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 0-for-1 in the game. Wathen strikes out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. Pryor is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Royals, 1. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. Law hits a fly ball into right field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Wilson moves to second. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Washington steals second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Washington scores. It's 3-1, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Hickey now pitching. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Castro now pitching. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Pachyorek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Luzinski hits a line drive towards short. Washington reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Martin pinch hits for Steve Hammond. Salome Barojas now pitching. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pachyorek scoops it up and throws to first, with Barojas covering, for the out. Two outs. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 0-for-2 in the game. Wathen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Martin now playing right field. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-3 in the game. Kemp hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Royals. Don Hood now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 3, Royals, 3. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-3 in the game. Law hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Almon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Law hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Almon moves to second. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-2 in the game. Pryor is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barojas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Paciorek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quisenberry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur pinch runs for Carlton Fisk. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LaFleur moves to third. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Baines hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Squires now playing first base. Mark Hill now catching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. McRae hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Law settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Akins hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.